We got to keep talking about inflation and how this really does impact the decisions we make about where to invest. Before we bring Milton Ezrati, the Vested Chief Economist, into this discussion, we want to play for you what Jared Bernstein said about inflation just before we came on the air when he was talking on Yahoo Finance Live today.
We know that the key to Bidenomics is that a tight labor market raises the bargaining clout for working people. And even with elevated prices, we are seeing real wage gains for restaurant workers, hotel workers, warehouse, transportation. But this president is not sitting around watching these price increases. He is detailing his team to do everything we can to help unsnarl supply chains. The three-point plan to there's the port action plan, there's helping to lower gas prices, where we've seen some traction, which we should get into, and there's encouraging competition among firms. So it's all hands on deck when it comes to ameliorating these pressures.
And so we bring into the discussion Milton Ezrati. He is the chief economist at Vested. And you heard me joking with Brian about the 1980s. We could go back to the 1970s, though. Whip inflation now. The button's in the Ford administration. Let's win. What's different, though, today about what Jared Bernstein was just talking about in the ways that they dealt with inflation before Paul Volcker really clamped down on it?
Well, excuse me. I think what the president is doing is he's betting, as has Jay Powell and Secretary of Treasury Janet Yellen, that this is all a matter of supply chain. And if you can clear up the supply chain issues, the pressure will come off and we'll be back to an environment that we don't have to make these references to ancient history. The market seems to be taking a wait and see attitude. My fear is that there are other things here behind the inflation than supply chain issues. That would make life very difficult for the Fed and very difficult for the administration. They obviously do not want to publicize them. But my concern is that we have been pouring liquidity on this market and this economy for almost 15 years since the financial crisis. It's ebbed and flowed, but it has been by and large a very liberal monetary policy, very stimulative monetary policy. That is a traditionally, both historically and in economic theory, an inflationary situation. Now, we may avoid it, but that's the real concern. And if that's the case, the Fed's going to have to do a lot more. Markets are going to wake up to it, and the president is going to be less comfortable.
This is Emily here. One of the things that you'd mentioned in a note contributing to inflation, or at least not damping inflation in the way that it has in the past, is trade terms with Asia and the U.S. and sourcing of product there, not necessarily creating, again, that ceiling on inflation. Can you explain how this has worked and might continue to play out?
Yeah, it's an interesting point. What even Chairman Greenspan many years ago when he was head of the Fed pointed out that one of the moderators on inflation for the United States and one of the reasons he could follow at his time a more liberal or a stimulative monetary policy was that a flow of cheap goods was coming in from Asia. And that continues, but the difference is much less pronounced. Wages are rising in China at between 11 and 14% a year, depending on how you measure it. Vietnam, Indonesia, Malaysia, all our suppliers in Asia are seeing these cost increases. And so this particular device to keeping inflation low that we have counted on for, maybe 30 years now, to a greater or lesser extent, is beginning to dissipate. And that's going to make it a little harder to control the inflation situation than it has been for a long time.
A lot of what some of us, I think, hear when you say those kinds of things is this concept of inflation expectations. And at the meeting next week, we know the Federal Reserve members are going to be looking at that key issue. How does it play? If I expect that I'm going to have to pay more for something in 3 months than I do now, does that pull sales forward? How does that play against the Federal Reserve and against those of us as investors who are trying to live in the moment?
Well, that's a great question. What happens is when people expect inflation, they act accordingly. Workers demand more wages. If the employer also expects inflation, which he usually does when they're generally held, he says, fine, you can have the wage hikes. I'll get it back by being able to raise prices. And it becomes self-sustaining. You have people saying prices are going up, so I'm going to stockpile, which of course creates demand, an artificial demand, because it's not final demand. They stockpile, but nonetheless, that's pressure on demand, and that tends to raise prices. So the situation when people expect inflation, it feeds on itself, and that can be very destructive. It not only when it gets embedded in the system, it becomes much harder for the Fed or the federal government, if it takes a hand, to ameliorate the pressures.
Speaking of inflation expectations, many economists are expecting inflation increases to move back towards more normalized levels throughout next year and into 2023. Do you think there's a risk then that the Fed may make a policy mistake here and overweigh short-term inflation concerns at the expense of longer-term growth?
Well, there's two ways to look at that. If, in fact, it's only supply chains and these economists who say there's nothing to worry about, it's all going to go back, there would seem to be little reason for an extensive change in monetary policy. But the Fed isn't doing that. The Fed is going very cautiously here. It's one of the reasons why the market can take a wait-and-see attitude. Even if the supply chain issues, even if the inflation were to disappear, the Fed would be saying, all right, we've recovered from the COVID catastrophe. We should normalize. We normalized back in 2015 or began to. The Fed ended its – it tapered. The Fed ended its quantitative easing. We started to see very gradual increases in interest rates. That would be not an unreasonable course for the Fed to follow once we were rid of this emergency. So the Fed really isn't taking a great risk with these initial steps. If they suddenly raised rates, that could be dangerous, but they're not going to do that.
We appreciate you giving us insight that's going to help all of us as we go through the next couple of weeks making the decisions that we have to make. Milton Israeli, Vested Chief Economist. Have a great weekend.